AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On day 14 of the search, 10 more bodies were found in Surfside, Florida, at the site of the collapsed condo building. 46 people have died. 94 are still missing. Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky gave a grim assessment.
Have you seen any indication from any of the bodies that have been recovered so far that any of them survived the initial collapse?
No, we have not.
A weakened tropical storm Elsa dumped rain along Florida's northern Gulf Coast. The state appears to have escaped any serious damage from Elsa. President Biden is visiting a community college, McHenry County College in Illinois.
How's it going?
I'm excited to be here.
The president's focusing on a plan to invest in child care, health care, education, and other important aspects of everyday life for Americans, what the president calls human infrastructure.
Those of you who are moms, depending on what in here, depending on what your income is, you know, you're about to get a big check. No, not a joke.
Republicans are opposed to the president's plan. There's a search in Haiti for the gunman who assassinated President Jovenel Moise in his home. His wife is in critical but stable condition. President Biden says he is shocked and saddened. This is Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're certainly in touch, but obviously this is still developing, and so we'll assess what their needs are, and we're ready to provide respond to the needs they ask for.
Opposition supporters accuse Moise of increasing authoritarianism. Barry Cadden, a founder of a now-defunct Massachusetts pharmaceutical facility responsible for a deadly meningitis outbreak, has been ordered to serve 14 and a half years behind bars. Robert Downey Sr., an accomplished countercultural filmmaker, actor, and father of Robert Downey Jr., has died. He was 85. Downey had Parkinson's disease for more than 5 years. This is AP News. Rescuers have found bodies of victims of a plane crash in eastern Russia.
Wreckage was found Tuesday evening on a coastal cliffside and in the sea, and the search and rescue operation was suspended until Wednesday morning as the crash site was too difficult to access in the dark. Now the region's governor has told the state TASS news agency the first bodies were being pulled out of the water. He wouldn't say how many bodies had been found so far. Russian media had reported none of the 6 crew members or 22 passengers on board had survived. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The sheriff's office says an alligator apparently attacked a woman whose body was found in a retention pond near Tampa, Florida. The family of the 29-year-old woman told the local TV station she was known to swim in that pond. Sheriff's officials say the woman suffered injuries consistent with an alligator attack, but the medical examiner's office would determine the official cause of death. Ed Donahue, AP News.